Pretty excited for our next guest here on the Outdoor Show, TJ Seblum, who is 13. Are you 13?
Yes.
13 years old, and you got your first buck on opening day this year.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about how long you've been hunting, first of all.
Well, when I was a lot younger, I used to go out bird hunting with my dad, see if we could find any birds.
And that's how you kind of got into hunting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then once I was in like first or second grade, I got a pellet gun to bird hunt with.
That's cool. That's how I started. Mm-hmm. I actually started in farm country hunting pheasants with a pellet gun. And I don't even know if that's legal or not, but that's what I did. So that's cool. All right, so your dad kind of got you into hunting is the point.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about how you got ready for opening day first. You got yourself a rifle?
Yeah, I got a used Seiko 308.
Nice. I hunt with a 308 myself. I'm a big fan of that caliber.
Yeah.
And you got a scope on it?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about the rifle and going to, I assume, sight it in.
So we went first at our camp and just shot it at like 30 yards or so. That's the first time I shot it. Then we went to Terry Binsey's camp and shot at his 100-yard range to sight it in for 100 yards because where we're hunting, there's a lot longer shots than other areas.
So how did you do sighting it in?
Well, I did okay.
Yeah? Tell me about shooting the rifle for the first time.
Well, it wasn't the first time I shot a rifle of that sort of caliber. I shot a 300 the year before.
A 300 Win Mag?
No, just Savage.
Oh, a 300 Savage. Okay, all right. Classic deer hunting rifle in the UP.
Yeah.
Is that what your dad hunts with?
No, he usually hunts with a 30-06.
Okay. So you have this 308 Seiko, and you got a scope on it. And tell me about when you first got that rifle. How excited were you?
I was pretty excited because usually those are a lot more expensive, but we got it used, but it was hardly used at all, so it was still in really good condition.
And you set it up and shot it for the first time. What was that like?
It's fun to shoot it for the first time, and because that was the first time I'd shot really with a scope ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just yeah, like, at first I kind of only had it in one part of the scope, and then I got adjusted, and you could see it in the whole scope.
Yeah, it's a little bit different shooting with a scope, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is your first buck. We're going to get into the story, but tell me about your experience deer hunting before opening day this year. Had you gone out and sat with your dad? Or?
Yeah, I've gone out and sat with him before. And then last year, we hunted in the same area that where I shot my buck this year. And then we got back to camp, and my dad ended up getting a deer that day.
And was that the first time you've ever seen a deer shot? And
yeah, that was very exciting.
You like eating venison?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I really appreciate you coming in and talking to us, TJ, and I want to hear the whole story about how you got your first buck, where it was kind of at, and that whole experience. So can we get you to hang around and tell us the rest of this first buck story?
Yeah, that would be fun.
13-year-old TJ Seblum from Ishpeming, and we're going to be back in our next Outdoor Report to talk about his first buck this year on opening day. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.